This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're going to do Amud Beis. The Gemara asked that our Mishnah differentiates between Nedarim and Nedavos, that Kesherim do not make Nedarim, but Kesherim make Nedavos, and yet we do not find, not Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, differentiating between Nedarim and Nedavos. Otherwise, as Aran explained, when Rav Meir says the best thing is not to make a neder at all, he should have said actually the best thing is to make a nedava and to pay it. It says Gemara Fiul Tamer Rav Meir. You could even say it's Rav Meir. Ki Kamar Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir? What was Rav Meir talking about? Beneder. He was talking about a neder. Benedava loy Kamar. He was not talking about a nedava. Says the Ran, Ki Kamar Rav Meir Beneder Benedava loy Kamar. Dekro loy Ari Elam Nedarim. The pasuk is only talking about Nedarim v'loy Benedava. Aye, but the Mishnah says. V'hakatani, it says in the Mishnah, kidnid vaisam, if you say like the nedavos of kesherim, it will be either a neder or a nazir uvekarban. So that implies that kesherim do make nedarim, because it says if you say kidnid vaisam, then it's like, it could be a neder. That means, tzadikim kesherim make nedarim. The truth is, this question is not really on this step. We could have asked straight up on the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah say, kinid vaisam nadar? It's just not, the two words are not consistent with each other. But once we, so to speak, sorted things out until now we're up to this question. Says the Gemara, Tani, teach, what it really means to say is, nadav benazir uvekarban. Says the Ran, Vaktani kinid vaisam nadar benazir v'karban. The Alma, we see the shaksherim, noidrim, we see kesherim make a nadar, v'hechi matzis lo'uk mikra meir. How could you say that it goes like Rameir? Rameir says, kesherim don't make a nadar. Says Gemara, you read it, nidav benazir. Okay. Maishna noidar delay. What is special about nadarim that they don't do it? Dilma asa. It might come to a takala. They'll say hare alai, and then you won't end up doing it. Nedavanami, like nedavos, they shouldn't do it either. Dilma asu balide takala. It might come to a takala. Look in the Ran. Nedava, like halfway down in the Ran. Nedavanami dilma asu de takala. The afagav de amar rezu. Even though you said I'm giving this, and now if something happens to this, you have no liability. But Dilma Pasha, you might be negligent and not give that. Umeachar lahavi. Or you may delay bringing it and you'll be over Baal Ta'achar, Yosef Mishalash Rugolim. So the same way there's a potential pitfall with Nadarim, there's a potential pitfall with Nadavos. Says the Gemara, what you do is, Kihilal Hazakein. You do like Hillel. We know that Hillel is very connected to Chanukah. Chanukah is Rosh Tevois. Ches Neirois V'Halacha Kebeis Hillel. So we have to get Hillel in. You do like Hillel Zaken. You know what Hillel Zaken did? He would bring the animal to the Mikdash, and he wouldn't sanctify until he was really standing at the threshold. This way, nothing would happen. In other words, he would never delay bringing kachim because he wasn't makdash until he brought the animal mamish up to the base of mikdash. The Tanya learned in Raisa Amru al Hillel Zaken. They said about Hillel Zaken, Shleimal Adam ba'ilasai kol yamav. Nobody ever violated using kachim on his oila. Why? Mevia kishehi chulin lazar. He would bring the animal when it's chulin to the azara. Umakdisha, he would sanctify it. V'soy mechala, and do smicha to it. V'shoichta, and he would shecht it right there. Says, the Ran kila azakin, im amar al behima hamunachas be'azara, kinedavas ksherim nadar bekarban. If he said on an animal placed in the azara, like the nedavos of ksherim, then it's effective. Sharei ksherim avin behemtem lazara. Kosher people would bring their animal to the Azara, umakdishin oisa, and they would sanctify it, kederach shahaya noi kila azakein, where he would be mevia chulin la Azara. Says Ran, not mamish, he would bring chulin to the Azara. You're not allowed to bring chulin to the Azara. Lav ba Azara mamish, not mamish to the Azara, sha'asar lahavi chulin la Azara, ela be pesach Azara, the entrance. Says the Gemara, Hanicha Nedava de Karbanis. So we see, I understand that Kesherim could be making a Dava on a carbon. But Nedava de Naziris, my equal Meimar. How do you have Kesherim being Menadev Naziris? Remember that I said over from the Ran, Nedava by Naziris means you do it like enthusiastically. What would be a nedava by Naziris where there's no chash that you might violate it? Isn't there always a chash you might drink wine or you might become tameh? So the Gemara tells us a story, a little agarata. Ma'ikel me'emar, sarvela kishimna tzadik. He holds like Shimon HaTzadik. By the way, Shimon HaTzadik is very connected to Hanukkah. First of all, the Ner Ma'aravi started to go out already in the time of Shimon HaTzadik. And one of the reasons why we give tzedakah on Hanukkah, Shimon HaTzadik said the world stands on three things: Al Torah, Al Avoida, Al Gemilas Chasadim. Anyway, the Tanya Amar of Shimon HaTzadik: Miyamai lo yachalti asham nazir tamei. I never ate from the carbon asham of a nazir who became tamei, because it's not right for me to partake of a sinful carbon. See the Ran. Nedava de Naziris ma'ikel me'emar. Kolamer hech kesher misnadvim Naziris. How would you find kosher people being menadev Naziris? V'islehu l'mecha, shouldn't they be concerned? Dim asu de tekala. It could come to some kind of stumbling block. Hachi gar sinan kishimon atzadik. V'loi gar sinan savarla. It's not that he holds like the opinion of Shimon HaTzadik, but the story of Shimon HaTzadik illustrates a certain point. V'achi perusha, d'chol shenadar mitoich inyan zeh, anyone who makes a nadar of Naziris in this fashion, kol kach kavanas ritzuya, his kavana is so acceptable, d'leke l'meichash, we're not concerned that lovely day tekala. Shimon HaTzadik said he never ate from an asham nazir tamei. What is an asham nazir tamei? Shehischol limnais, a nazir that began to count naziros. V'nitma, and he became tamei b'meis. And we know the halacha is he has to start counting all over. Shasoy sermon yani, it destroys his count. And then he has to bring a karban and then start counting again. V'vei karban, umayna ketchilasai. So the story is like this. If somebody makes naziros like the following nazir, we have no concerns because it is done so wholeheartedly and with such righteousness. What's the case? The Tanya Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Miyamei lechalti asham nazir tamei. I never ate from the asham of a nazir was tamei. Ela echad, only one time. Pamachas ba adam echad nazir min adam. One time, a person came, a nazir from the south. Ureisiv, I saw him, shu yifei naim. He was of beautiful eyes, of tovroi, and goodly appearance. His curls were, his locks were arranged in curls. He had beautiful hair. And I said, hey, pal, why would you become a nazir? Now you have to cut off your hair. What did you see fit that you're now going to have to destroy your hair? Zehana, why would you destroy such beautiful hair? Amar Li said to me, Roya Yisela Abi Biri. I was a shepherd for my father in the city. Halachti malis mayim min mayim. I went to fill up water from the spring. V'nistakalti v'bayishli. I looked at my reflection. Upachaz ala yitzri. My yitzri agitated me. The Ran says, Miher, miloshon pachas kamayim. He hastened me. He wanted to bikesh l'tardeni min ha'olam. He wanted me to chase me out of this world. Leilech acharei mara enai, to follow the desires of my eyes. He was getting me caught up in my good looks. Amarti loy, I said to him, Rasha, lama ata mizga ba'olam shena shalcha. Why are you being arrogant in a world that doesn't belong to you? I said to the Yitzhar, you're a wicked person. Why are you having me arrogant over a world that doesn't belong to me? B'mishu, asalias, riyam b'tanah, I'm going to be worms and maggots. Ho avoida, I swear by the avoida in the base of Megdash, agal chacha, I will shave my hair, l'shamayim. Miyad, Shimon HaTzadik said, I immediately stood up, amadati, v'nishkasiv al-rosh, I kissed him on the head, amarti lo, I said to him, b'ni, kamaycha, yirbu, noizri, naziris b'Yisrael, like you, there should be many who make naziris in Klal Yisrael. Alecha, on you, the pasuk says, ish, kiyafli, lindar, neder, nazir, lahazir, lashem. So about such a nazir, his naziris is what we call naziris of kesherim, and such a nazir, we do not have to worry that maybe there'll be a takala.
Would the question we ask, I'll give you the possibility that Kolo, I mean, a person could come to Kolo. How does the story of Hillel and Jewish have to answer that? Yeah, if you did it like this, then I highly would it. But the problem is that you could come to it.
Ah. So it seems like the question is not that you could come to this, because actually that guy could also come to it. Not only could, he did. And that's the Asham Nazir Tameh that Shimon HaTzadik ate. But he came to it completely inadvertently. He didn't come to it because there was something lacking in his acceptance. The Gemara's Kasha's Asli De Takala is, since it's usually not proper to begin with because of that possibility. But this person, he did it so sincerely, we don't say there's something lacking in his acceptance. Even though the facts were, he did come to Tumah.
Even the Hillel, the way that Hillel brings his carbon would never come to this. Okay, so if you act like Hillel, then great. Then it won't be us that they're going to call him.
What the Gemara was saying with Hillel is exactly that. The Nedavos Kesherim that works is if you're in the same situation of Hillel, namely with an animal of Chulin at the threshold of the basement, meaning only under those exact circumstances. That's how the Ran understands it. Maskefla Rabmani asks, Maishna Asham Nazir Tameh Dulay Achal. Why was it only the Asham Nazir who became Tameh that Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't eat, the Asi Al Chait, that it came for a sin? But it sounded like other ashamois he would eat. Kol ashamois nami lo leichal, da alcheir asu. So why was Shimon HaTzadik would only not eat from the asham nazir tameh? What about the asham of other chaitim? So the Gemara says something very interesting. Amar le Rabbi Yoina, hainu taima. This is the reason. So that is kishahin toyin noizer. Most people, when people regret their bad deeds, they take upon themselves naziras. Meaning, most people who become nazirim, they're doing so because they don't feel good about themselves. And therefore, kishahin metamin. So they're basically starting off behind the eight ball. They never wanted to be a nazir. It's just they don't feel good about themselves, so they take it upon themselves. But then when they become tamei, they say, hey, that's more than I bargained for. I didn't want to be a nazir for more than 30 days. Uchshein metamin, when they become tamei, v'rabin aleim yimei nazirus. Now the nazirus is a very large amount of time. Mischartin mehem. They regret the nazirus. And then when they bring their karbanos, there's something lacking in the karban. Namely, since they have thoughts that they really don't want to be a nazir, it's as if they're bringing chulin into the azara, even though there's nothing they could do now. They can't regret being a nazir. They are a nazir. But that feeling detracts from the validity of the karban. And therefore, v'nimtzu mevi'in chulin azara. Comes out, they bring to chulin to azara. They didn't actually bring chulin to azara. But it's like, you know, we had by Yibam that you need to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah, otherwise it's like living with Eish HaSach. Even though it's not really dependent on that, the mitzvah is the mitzvah, but it detracts from it. Says Gemara, Ihachi afilu nazir tahar nami. So even a tahar nazir who became tamei, he shouldn't eat from that karban, because now that the nazirus is more than 30 days, the person might say, you know, I wish I never became a nazir. So Gemara says, no, tahar loy, da amudi amen nafshi, da yachalindar. The guy, when he took upon himself the nazirus, he thought he could do it. He wanted to do it. He wanted to do it. He didn't do it because he felt lousy about himself. He felt he could do it. So now that it's a little longer, he's not regretting being a nazir. But a guy who only became a nazir because Ihachi. Well, let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Kishehin tayin noizvin, kishehin mischartin amaseim haram." When people regret their bad deeds, v'rabim aleim yimei nazirus. Shemetchilu alei niskavnu elu l'shloi shemiyam. Originally, they only wanted it to be 30 days. So mevi'in chulin lazar. They're bringing chulin to lazar. Lav dafka. It's not really they're bringing chulin to lazar. She calls man shloi tiran chacham, Because so long as the Chacham is not matter, the Nazirus, the Nazirus and Kayamas, the Nazirus stands. For Karbanaseim Chayv Aleim. And their Karbanos are a Chayv. Ela Ke'en Chulin Kamar. It's like Chulin. Shemitoch Shein Kamanos and Rotsuya, since their Kavana is not fully acceptable, Av Karbanaseim in Rotsuyim, their Karbanos are also not Rotsuy. Ava Bahach Gavra Shabam and Adarim, but by the Nazir who came from the south, we don't have to be concerned lest he become Tameh. He didn't make the Nazirus because he felt bad about himself. He did it genuinely. Since his Kavanu was so Ritzuya, B'tchila, Anan Sadi Shloi Nishart. We know he won't regret. So the Gemara asks, Yehachi Afilu Nazir Tahar Nami. How could you eat the carbon of a Nazir Tahar? Maybe he will regret his Nazirus, and if there's any regret in his Nazirus, then there's an element of Chulin into the Azara. So Gemara says, Nazir Tahar Lai. We're not worried about a Nazir Tahar. The Amude Amid Nafshe. Because he is able to, he evaluates himself, the Yachalinda, that he can make the Nedar. The Rashi explains that a Nazir Tahar, we don't have to worry that he'll be Mischaret. Why? Because since he is not Tameh, he didn't become Tameh. And this is very simple. He never became Tameh. And it wasn't more than he bargained for. And this was the amount he thought he could withstand. So why should we assume he'll regret? And there's no reason to assume that he's going to regret having accepted it upon himself. Okay, so this is Daf Tes Amud Beis. I'm happy we did this. If we have to do Yud Amud Aleph on Thursday, because next week is also a lot of Hanukkah, maybe we will. But at least we know we're ahead of the game. Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.